The NFL never sleeps.
Every play, man. Another opportunity to be great.
The grind is 24/7, 365.
Let's go! Let's go!
No. The roster is ever-evolving.
Find it. Get in there. He's in there. Whoa! Let's go!
And it's all about finding the edge.
Big run, angling left, 40. He's at the 30. Down the near sideline, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kenny Moore racing for the end zone. 10, 5, touchdown, INDY.
Richardson going to take off on a quarterback draw. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Untouched into the end zone.
This is The Last Word, the offseason home of the Indianapolis Colts. Now, here's Jeffrey Gorman and Matt Taylor.
Welcome into The Last Word. Maytay, I'm going to tell you this. You got me some chicken skin going, some goosebumps. I love live play calls, getting ready because football is upon us. 1 week away, less than that, which I love this countdown, in the NFL draft is right in front of us. My name is Jeffrey Gorman, joined by the voice of the Colts, Matt Taylor, and we're loaded today. This is the weekly offseason radio show of your Colts called The Last Word. And Maytay, we got Colts players back in the building. We heard from team leaders what they're expecting from 2024. We're going to get to that. But the most important story of the day, the general manager, Chris Ballard, sat down with the press today. Hey, so far so good. I loved what I heard today from Chris Ballard.
That's always exciting. By the way, playing hurt a little bit today. Sorry, I apologize for the voice. Got a little bit of a cold. Woke up in the middle of last night with a little bit of a sore throat, so powering through that. But whenever you see Chris Ballard up there, you know big things are about to happen. And this is a really big draft because the Colts can supplement some really good players, knowing the fact they've got an unbelievable 22 guys. 22 starters, all 22 starters coming back from last year.
Maytay, general managers across the league, Chris Ballard included, some of the finest actors we have in our day. And I don't mean that disparagingly. I just mean these guys aren't.
They know what they're doing, yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to get out a lot of information a week before the NFL draft, in this case, 6 days before the NFL draft. But the biggest takeaways you got from Ballard today, what are they?
I think for me, you know, he stressed the fact that, you know, it's so top-heavy at the top of the draft with offensive players. You're going to see quarterbacks, wide receivers, tackles, and also you got to protect. Really, really good offensive line draft, some good tackle depth. So those are some things that kind of perked my ears this afternoon when Chris Ballard spoke.
Well, here's a general manager on why the Colts didn't make any moves in the open market of free agency on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, a lot of it is what's available and circumstances were available. I think getting Dallas Flowers back will help. You know, the injury part of it played into it. And then we gave them a bunch of rookies. Well, now they're no longer rookies anymore. I mean, Jalen Jones is no longer a rookie. Juju is no longer a rookie. Dallas Flowers were hoping to get back healthy. We got back Kenny, you know, back in the mix, which I think everybody in the grand scheme of things would tell you he's one of the top nickels in the league. It's not like these guys don't have enough talent. Do we want to add some more? Of course. We always want to add competition. What we did is we gave him a bunch of young players, you know, with not a lot of vet presence back there other than Kenny and probably Julian.
That's the defensive side of the ball. I want to go to the offensive side of the ball. Anthony Richardson, the biggest question mark going in is if he can stay healthy and what he brings to this offense over 17 games. What did you hear about AR?
Well, when you know that Anthony Richardson is your guy, right, there's going to be no competing for the job, at least right away, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like last year where there's going to be an off-season workout program and an early training camp competition between he and Gardner Minshew. Richardson is the guy. He's got the keys. And everybody thinks that, you know, you got to give him a lot of toys and a lot of weapons to play with and throw the ball to. And I get that. But Chris Ballard, again today, stressed on multiple occasions, you have to protect. If you're not protected, it does not matter. The good ones can make it work. Obviously, there's a balance there where you want to complement your quarterback with great weapons and great receivers. But if he's not protected, if he has too many people in his face trying to throw the football, it does not matter. We've seen that before in the past here. Not a lot of people are talking about the offensive line depth,
right,
the offensive tackle depth. Chris said that you can get really good pieces throughout the course of this draft, early, middle, and late, to either be starters one day, because that's something you have to keep in mind too when you draft. You know, Ryan Kelly is going to be a free agent at the end of this season, so you never know there. Braden Smith, same thing. So you're always drafting for now, but also you have to keep one eye on the future as well. Chris Ballard is really good at balancing that. But yeah, protection is something that we forget about when you talk about the upside of Anthony Richardson. Weapons, yes, but It doesn't matter. If he can't get the ball to those guys, protection has to be there.
Ballard told a great story about Andrew Luck when he said he put his arm around me and said, just protect me, man. Just give me some time to get it for him. Here's Chris Ballard on his draft philosophy changing this year because he knows Anthony Richardson is decisively the quarterback of the future for the Colts.
It is a good feeling knowing that we like him. We like what we saw and where we're going with him. Like I said, one, protect. Block and protect. Like, you just look through the league, you just look through the playoff teams. I mean, they all can block and protect. So I think that's critical. I think that's one. I remember Andrew used to tell me all the time, just make sure let's get me protected. I'll get the ball to get me guys that'll catch it and get to the right spot, and I'll make the rest work. Most of the really good ones, that's how they kind of roll. Of course they want the superstar out there. Absolutely. But protection, to me, is always first and foremost.
Matt, eighth season now running the draft board for Chris Ballard. He's not the same guy he was in the first 2-3 years, obviously, the eighth season. What did he have to talk about his strange, possibly a strategy change or anything, having some veteran years under his belt as a NFL GM?
Yeah, I mean, he admitted that. I mean, we all grow. We all change and evolve. And you're right. I mean, anytime you do something for the eighth consecutive season, you're going to have life lessons involved in that. And Chris Ballard's obviously no different there. But I think the essence of the draft for him remains the same. Trying to find guys with good traits that have, you know, some substance about them. Trying to find guys that are made up of good football character and leadership. Do they love the game? Are they passionate about football? I mean, obviously, you have to be able to play. You have to meet benchmarks, height, weight, speed, and power and things like that. But trying to marry those two things, that's the hardest part of the draft. And Chris Ballard talked about that. That's the part that will never change. And that's what he and his staff are tasked with doing every year. It's hard to find guys that can play but love to play and are really PO'd when they lose. That's what you're trying to infuse within this locker room year in and year out when it comes draft time.
Here's the GM on if his draft strategy has changed being his eighth year in the NFL.
Yeah, I like think I'm growing. Like, you know, longer you do this, I mean, even scouting or longer you do it, you hope you can grow and figure out, you know, who are the ones that, I mean, you're always looking for unique talent, unique traits in a player. But then also on the flip side of that, you know, making sure the character's always been very important with us without question. But making sure that we're drafting not only the unique traits, but also some substance with it with the tape. Now, we've always been pretty consistent with that. But, I mean, there's times you'll take a chance. And then I know where you're getting at. Because we're going to trade back, and I can already see the article.
Hey, he knows this press corps. I mean, he knows it. They're going to write some stuff about him.
And
they're
the history is there.
The history is there. But, Mate, here's the thing. You said it. You've got 22 starters back on offense and defense. You still need to build an NFL roster. There will be new faces in that locker room. The core heart guys, the starters are there. But Mate, what's he talking about building a roster construction and the strategy for that? Because, again, you got all these guys in place ready to play, but you got guys behind them you got to fill in.
That's exactly right. So you continue to supplement the roster with the draft and bring in best players available on their draft board and infuse, hopefully, some key positions to take this team to the next level. But I think big picture-wise, you're right. It's time to go. All 22 guys are back. I've never seen that type of continuity before. You go back to what Chris said at the end of the season. We should be contending for AFC South championships, and I completely agree. A ton of talent here. They're mostly in their prime. I mean, obviously, the roster has been built with the idea that Richardson is going to lift all the talent around him, but with the core of this team under contract and ready to go and Anthony Richardson coming back full healthy, supplementing this team with the draft, there's a lot of optimism here, and the arrow's pointing up, and obviously we're going to see it's tantalizing, but the unfortunate thing is we're not going to see it all come together until at least September.
Absolutely. That's voice of the Colts, Matt Taylor. He is playing hurt today, gargled with rock salt this morning. Not sounding the best, but he still showed up. I like that.
Little Alka-Seltzer.
Little Alka-Seltzer, get you some help. I'm Jeffrey Gorman. This is The Last Word, 93.5, 107.5. The Fan, don't forget, we have our draft show coming up on Thursday night. Mate, myself, Rick Venturi, a host of others will be there keeping you up to date with the latest and greatest as far as the NFL draft goes and what Colts and Chris Ballard will do at pick number 15. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about that NFL draft, and we'll do it with Rob Rang, NFL draft insider from FoxSports.com. He's going to explain why he has the Colts targeting a cornerback in round one and the position group that is the deepest in his eyes heading into next Thursday night's draft. 93.5, 107.5, The Fan. We're back with more.
Can't get enough football? You're in the right place. This is the off-season radio home of the Indianapolis Colts. The Last Word with Jeffrey Gorman and Matt Taylor from the Indiana Union Construction Industry Radio Studio.
Hey, folks, be sure to check out the Behind the Colts feature. It's the team's off-season documentary-style program. Includes never-before-seen footage and unique access to the personalities and events that shape this football team. The next episode is going to drop next week, and it's going to focus on behind-the-scenes footage with Chris Ballard getting ready for this NFL draft. Don't forget the first episode with Shane Steichen was a great one. Had him at the house and everything there, so be sure to check it out. Again, it's Behind the Colts. All the information you need is at Colts.com. Time now to say hi to Rob Rang. We sat down earlier in the week with the NFL draft insider from FoxSports.com to talk about the draft starting next Thursday, and we started asking him, hey, which position group was the most gifted in his eyes in this upcoming NFL draft?
I really think that it comes back down to that offensive tackle class. It just feels like that the quarterbacks and receivers almost every year now, it feels like there is a bumper crop, but the offensive tackle class is phenomenal. It's the best that I've seen, and I've been doing this now for 24 years. I really am excited about it. I think that when it's all said and done, of the 32 picks that go in the first round, I think that the offensive tackles are actually going to jump ahead of quarterbacks and receivers and be the most popular positional group when it comes to the first round.
Wow, awesome to hear. I mean, obviously a talented draft coming up. We're talking to Rob Rang. Follow him on Twitter, X, at Rob Rang. What, in your opinion, what do you think? There's going to be some moving around, some trades on day one with these quarterbacks becoming available. Who knows if it's four, five, or six that go in the first round?
Yeah, that's going to be the most fascinating storyline, no doubt about it. I mean, we can get excited about the big guys, but, quarterbacks are what move this league. And so all the teams that are looking to move into the top 10 or perhaps the top 15 to put themselves in position to take one of these quarterbacks, that's really going to be the huge storyline. Everybody is focusing on the top three, and I do expect them to come off the board, one, two, three, but everybody else is going to be trying to get themselves in the position to get an opportunity for a J.J. McCarthy, a Michael Penix, perhaps a Bo Nix. When it's all said and done, I wouldn't be surprised at all if we did wind up seeing six. I think it's a mortal lock that you are going to see those first three, of course, Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, and then Michael Penix and J.J. McCarthy, I think, are absolute locks to be first-round selections.
Rob, staying close to home, let's talk about the Colts. What are your biggest needs for the Colts in terms of the draft after what you saw them do in free agency, which was, primarily re-sign their important in-house free agents?
Well, I just look at a Colts team that, honestly, guys, and I'm not trying to kind of kiss the ring here, but I just think that this is a club that is pretty well established in what they're looking to do. I think the tackles, as we talked about, is a position that you have to at least talk about, and I'm a big fan of Raymond as well as Braden Smith at the left, at the right spot, right tackle spot. But still, I also think that this is a class that is so rich that, again, you have to consider it. I think that the edge rushers, I have a great deal of respect for the edge rushers that the Colts have, but they're sitting in a pretty plum spot, number 15 overall. If a Jared Verse or a Leatu Latu happens to just be available to you, you have to consider that. And then finally, wide receiver is a positional group that I think that the Colts have to consider in the first round as well. I am a big fan of the talent that the Colts already have. But I do believe that there is a possibility that, say, a Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU happens to still be on the board, and that is something that you have to consider. I think the linebacker is another position of concern. I just don't view a linebacker in this class, gentlemen, that – I view it, I think, is worthy of top 15 consideration, but that is another positional group that I think the Colts may want to address this year.
We're talking to Rob Rang from Fox Sports, the upcoming NFL draft. He's an analyst on that, and I'll tell you, one of the best in the business. Follow him again on Twitter, X, at Rob Rang. When you talk about this offense, and you know this Colts offense, and you just talked about even tackle help for down the road in the future, what does a specific tight end, and I'm going to throw the name Brock Bowers out there because a lot of people are saying, you know, if he's there at 15, Ballard will grab him. What does Bowers bring, his style of play, to a Shane Steichen-led offense?
Oh, my goodness. I can just gush, you know, about Brock Bowers and how that I think that he would be a terrific fit in the Indianapolis Colts' offense. I mean, I have a great deal of respect for Shane Steichen, Jim Bob Cooter, and the talent that the Colts already have at the tight end position. And I would be stunned, frankly, if Brock Bowers is available. I currently have him going number 10 overall to the New York Jets. I just think that he would be the perfect security blanket for Aaron Rodgers and that offense. But if he happens to be available to the Colts at number 15 overall, to me, that's an easy selection. You select the player that, as I mentioned a moment ago, I've been doing this now for 24 years, and I think that Brock Bowers is the best college tight end I've ever seen. And again, I mean, think about that, all that I've ever seen. I think that you see a guy that's 6'3", 240 pounds. He's got good speed. He's got great agility. He's got great hands, and he bounces off of contact like the running back that you guys have, Jonathan Taylor. I mean, he just bounces off of people and is able to kind of keep those legs churning and create yardage after the catch like nobody that I have seen. I think that he is a remarkable player and certainly a slam dunk top 15 candidate. So, yes, if the Colts are in position to get themselves Brock Bowers, then I would be 100% on board with that selection.
Hey, Rob, that's all offense in that position when you're talking about that player. I'm not judging his style of play, but I'm saying, like, if you're looking for a guy who's going to go bonnet to bonnet and be that extra offensive tackle out there, Bowers doesn't fit that style of tight end, correct?
Not in my opinion. I think that he can be that guy. I think that he can be a blocker. I know that he's physical enough. He's tough enough. I just think that you are robbing him of what he does best. I mean, to me, it's kind of like having the conversation about the quarterback that you selected a year ago, Anthony Richardson. Yeah, I believe that he can make every throw from the pocket that you would ever want a quarterback to do, but you're essentially taking away what makes him special. You know, Anthony Richardson, as we all realize, is an unbelievable athlete with a very, very gifted, incredibly strong arm. So you got to turn him loose and allow him to be that type of a player. So to me, again, I have a great deal of respect for the coaching staff of the Colts. I think that they would recognize that if you're going to take a player like a Brock Bowers, then he's got to be Dallas Clark all over again.
Right.
He's got to be somebody
right.
that you are going to put in space and allow him just to career after the catch.
Hey, Rob, time to gush about this cornerback class. A lot of people are saying, you know, a lot of the mock drafts, rather, out there are talking about a cornerback coming to this defense, and there's a handful of them. Could you go over some of your favorites with me in the first round?
Yeah, and it's perfect timing. I appreciate that. You know, you mentioned before Fox Sports is where I kind of reside in terms of turning in articles and things of that nature. And that's the article that I just put out this past week. And my top 10 cornerbacks, in this draft class. I really think when it's all said and done, you're probably going to see Terrion Arnold from Alabama being the number one corner off the board. One of my favorite corners is Nate Wiggins from Clemson. Cooper DeJean, a player that, of course, a lot of folks in Big Ten country are going to be very familiar with, is another player that people, I believe, nationally are kind of sleeping on a little bit, and I love his positional versatility. To me, he is somebody that I think that Chris Ballard would very much appreciate in terms of what he can provide the Colts in terms of the cornerback as well as safety. That positional versatility, I think, is going to be very intriguing, as well as a punt returner. So yeah. To me, those are the three players. Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo is another player. Look, the Colts are willing to kind of go a little bit different than what the talking heads out there might suggest. That Anthony Richardson caught a lot of people by surprise a year ago, and that's why I think you have to mention the Toledo corner. To me, those four players, as well as Kool-Aid McKinstry, who I personally have as a later first-round candidate. But still, I believe that there are five corners in this draft class, gentlemen, who are easy first-round selections. And I think that any one of those five would make an awful lot of sense for a Colts squad that I think it has some concerns at the cornerback position. But I like the depth of this class.
Yeah.
That's why mentioned a little bit earlier.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of those names. I've actually, Rob, for the most part, seen Mitchell's name ahead of Arnold, but you have it the other way. You got those guys flip-flopped in terms of your evaluation, best cornerbacks within that position going into the draft. Why do you have Arnold over Mitchell? Just curious there.
Well, just a younger player with a great upside, in my opinion. I think the Quinion Mitchell is among the safest players in this draft class. I would not bat an eye whatsoever if Quinion Mitchell or if a Cooper DeJean or, as I said, Nate Wiggins, if any one of those three players eventually jumped over Terrion Arnold. But to me, they're those four initially. I like Kool-Aid McKinstry as well, but those four I think are basically just kind of pick and choose whichever one you want. I think you can make a strong argument for Cooper DeJean to be the number one corner in this class. He's just not quite as twitchy. I think he might struggle against some of the smaller, quicker receivers in the league, but his ball skills are phenomenal. Quinion Mitchell, you know, he had the five interceptions as a junior, only had one this past season, so some people are a little bit knocking him in that regard. But when you go to the Senior Bowl, when you go to the combine and put up exactly the numbers that he did, and kind of eliminate any questions that people might have about his level of competition in the MAC,
right,
I think that he's answered every question you might possibly have for him.
All right, Rob, real quick, last one from me. I want to talk about a division rival for the Colts, the Houston Texans, right? The reigning AFC South champs. They're here to stay with C.J. Stroud at quarterback, and they've definitely been active in free agency, to say the least, with Mixon and Danielle Hunter. Diggs comes over in a trade, among some other moves there. But they don't have a first-round pick, as you know, Rob. What kind of draft do you see them targeting coming up in just a couple of weeks here?
Well, I think the Houston Texans are fascinating. And I hate to kind of say that, hey, told you so, but I'm a draft guy. And so if you're going to take the number two overall pick, number three overall pick, you should be able to make some significant moves here. I really think that that's a club that still needs to get a little bit bigger and more powerful along the defensive line. I currently have them selecting Chris Jenkins, a defensive tackle from Michigan, at number 42 overall. I think that he would make some sense. He's a 6'3", 300-pounder who has been a quality defensive lineman at Michigan for a long time. Of course, his dad played Chris Jenkins Sr., a long time in the NFL. He's a good football player, but still, to me, I want to see the Houston Texans prove it again. It's easier when you have a last-place schedule. Let's see if you can pull this off in year two.
That's Rob Rang. Also, I appreciate you taking the time on this thing, because we could go on about a lot of things around the league with you, Rob, not just the NFL upcoming draft, obviously. And that's where my last question leads me. This defense, when you look at this defense of the Colts overall, Gus Bradley in the last couple of years, it has not been great. There's been some historic losses. There's been an average of, a couple of times 28th in the league as far as points allowed. What is this Colts defense to you away from defensively, one, two, or three players in what positions to become a top 10 defense? There are some players that can play the game on that side of the ball.
Oh, no question about it. And just two things. And I hate to sound like a simpleton here. I think you need a little bit of luck and a little bit of health at the quarterback position. Take a great deal of the pressure off of that defense. Look, guys, I'm a big fan of Gus Bradley, have been for an awful long time. And I think that the pass rush is going to come. You just got to be ahead in the football game rather than fighting your way from behind. But I do think that this is a draft class that we talked about before, number 15 overall. I think that the Colts could be in position to take the very first edge rusher in this class. A lot of people are projecting Dallas Turner to go off the board earlier. Hey, if he does, great. But Jared Verse and Leatu Latu, to me, are the type of players that you can win with immediately. And as I mentioned before, Cooper DeJean, a player in the defensive backfield that I think would make some sense, that a lot of your Big Ten followers might be familiar with. Jazon Newton is another one. From Illinois, of course. I mean, he is a bowling ball, a butcher knife, a three-time All Big Ten player. one of my absolute favorite players in this draft class. When you lose a talented defensive backfield like Illinois lost a year ago, Devin Witherspoon going number 5 overall, of course, and the safety going a little bit later, you lose that, and yet your numbers improve the way that Jazon Newton's did. You lead the country in block kicks, which is obviously about as unique of a skill that you can possibly have for interior defensive lineman. To me, that is another player that would make a great deal of sense. That is one of the things that I think makes the Indianapolis Colts one of the most fascinating teams in this entire NFL draft process, is I feel like there are so many different ways that Chris Ballard could go.
Love talking to you, Rob. Awesome stuff. You can also check him out on the Locked On Seahawks podcast, and of course from Fox Sports, the NFL draft analyst, Rob Rang, is here. And follow him on Twitter X again, at Rob Rang. So appreciate it, man. Great stuff. I can't wait till this training camp gets kicked off and we're going to do this thing all over again.
I'm looking forward to it as well, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, big thanks to Rob Rang right there. Obviously, he's got his finger on the pulse and been doing this for a hell of a long time. So I love talking to these draft experts, see if they're right or see if they're wrong. Again, don't forget, Thursday night we're coming at you with NFL draft coverage. Maytay, Rick Venturi, myself, and a host of others will be out at Top Golf getting you caught up with the latest and greatest from the NFL draft.
You going to swing a club that night?
I am going to. I talked with Colts owner Jim Irsay, and I said, can I bring a pocket full of cash out there and have some challenges with some of the Colts players that are going to be out there and stuff like that.
Like
some
current
of their
Colts
sponsors.
Players.
Yeah, and see if they can hit the bullseye.
Can you outdrive Juju Brents,
right
per
now.
Se?
Yes, oh, right now. Put my mortgage on.
I've never felt more confident
world-class
in you being
athlete.
Wrong in my life.
I go. Juju, if you're listening, I'll meet you at Topgolf on Thursday night.
No chance.
Hey, don't forget, keep up with the latest, and we're getting you ready for this draft on the Colts Audio Network featuring the official Colts podcast and Inside the Draft Series. That's the thing you got to look for. We talk with national insiders regarding the draft on a weekly basis. This week, we also chatted with Rob Rang on top of Max Chadwick from Pro Football Focus. He laid out a few draft scenarios regarding the Colts and the 15th pick. Again, the Colts Audio Network available on Colts.com, the Colts mobile app, and wherever you download your podcast. When we come back, Forum Credit Union question of the week regarding the consistency and major consistency and greatness, for that matter, of DeForest Buckner, who the Colts just re-signed this weekend. This better be good, because this is your guy, Maytay, and he's about 1-for-4, 1-for-5 on this thing. It's called Come On, Casey. It's with our own Casey Valier. He's going to try and make us smarter and also some useless knowledge. So I'll say it right now. I'm going to scream at this kid if it's not good. Come on, Casey. That and a whole lot more right here on 93.5, 107.5, The Fan.
We talk Colts football every Friday on The Last Word, the off-season radio home of the Colts, with Jeffrey Gorman and Matt Taylor from the Indiana Union Construction Industry radio studio.
Maytay, that's a good play-in song.
The Stones.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is the way I like about you. This is a deep cut. This is what we call a deep cut in the industry.
Very much so.
This isn't, honky-tonk woman. This isn't Satisfaction. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This is
not street fighting man.
No.
Commit
a
crime.
You gotta dig deep. What? You sit in southern Indiana. Do you sit down in the garage at night listening to these?
Southern Indianapolis. Yeah, that's
rather.
Where I'm at. Yeah, this was a garage find. Can you believe this guy, Casey? He's got me living down by the Ohio River.
By Louisville down there.
We know you like to go to Lake Monroe, but he resides here in Southern Indiana. Yeah.
One of these days,
I got a barge on the Ohio.
You know what you got to get in your garage one of these days is a kegerator.
Yeah, well,
one of those. Thank you.
I've got that actually.
Wait, what?
We're good to go.
What?
We're fine.
What?
We're
Facebook
good.
Marketplace,
yeah.
Something happened.
Yeah, we're
there.
Good. We're good. Got a kegerator. Next is a jukebox that plays only 45s.
Colts
just
fans.
Checking them off as we go, man.
Hey, Colts fans, we're going to have. I'm
and,
gonna,
I am not 73 years old.
I know you're not.
That's
I,
why he has no voice.
I'm going to see to it. We're going to have ourselves a little competition that like 10 Colts season ticket holders can spend an afternoon with you in your garage
in mid-July. The Last Word is originating from my garage.
No, that would be great.
Yeah.
Hey, come on over and help Matt Taylor with yard work.
Yard.
And then afterward, check out the kegerator.
I'm going to save that till October, November. Bring a rake.
Oh,
the
God.
Lucky winner has to rake.
I would love it. You're in there watching the spring game of IU.
Anything
replay
else?
Of
hey,
it.
Is Casey, anything else? Do we want to take a crap on me anymore?
Hey, I'm good with it.
Is there any way?
Gorman's got
anything
it.
Else?
Yeah. I'm not taking a crap. You got a kegerator in your garage. That's the best place to have a neighborhood party is your backyard, Taylor.
Let's see. God. He has no voice.
No.
He's 75 years
poor
old.
Guy.
Listens to music.
Walks with
garage.
A cane.
Yeah.
Watches the IU spring game. Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to see Cignetti last night.
We love you. You're the best in the business. Listen, don't go anywhere, kid.
Dude,
we need you.
Doing a roast of you is like fishing in a barrel.
I know. I'm an easy target. Listen, don't forget we're brought to you by our friends at Meijer, the official supercenter of the Indianapolis Colts, proud sponsor of hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. All right, listen up, Casey. Come on in. Casey Vallier is here. He's going to be coming up with Come On, Casey, in 1 second. But, guys, this credit union, Forum Credit Union question of the week is a good one. The Colts gave defensive tackle DeForest Buckner a 2-year contract extension. Buckner's been one of the most durable and productive players in the position since joining the Colts in 2020. In fact, he is just one of three NFL defenders with at least 7 sacks in the past 6 seasons.
Okay.
Who are the other two? Keep in mind, DeForest is one. I need 2 more. Mate, you're up first.
Sorry, I'm going to go Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald is incorrect. So, believe it or not, I would have called that one 10 out of 10 times,
right.
But he has not achieved at least 7 sacks in the past 6 seasons. Casey, got anything?
T.J. Watt, has he been in the NFL for 7 seasons?
No, he's not there. He's not there. Good.
Chris Jones?
Chris Jones absolutely is one of them, the KC Chiefs star. Matt, we got to go down southeast a little bit from here.
Southeast?
No, what am I? No.
Or do you need a map? Northeast. Do you need a map?
Yeah, where's Cleveland, guys? Help me out. Shoot. Where is Cleveland from
north?
Here?
You've been on the kegerator a little bit. Too hard, haven't you?
Miles Garrett?
A little bit. There you go. Miles Garrett and Chris Jones and DeForest Buckner. Cleveland, I'm sorry. I don't mean to crap on you. I just don't know where you are up.
Jeffrey's not flying your plane.
No,
don't worry.
I'm not. Visit the Forum Credit Union fan forum section of Colts.com. You can interact with other fans online, post a topic, participate in various discussions regarding your Colts Forum Credit Union, helping members live their financial dreams. Time now. Let's have it. Come on, Casey.
What are you talking about?
What the hell's going on out here?
What you talking about, Will?
You talking to me?
What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. Who cares?
Casey, you are a proud member of the Noblesville Moose Lodge, or what, something like that.
The Elks.
The Elks Lodge, rather.
My
but
parents,
I don't want
yes.
to hear that you're spending a lot of time at the Elks. I need you more time coming up with more in-depth Come On, Casey's, okay? Because you've been dragging your heel the past couple of weeks on a few.
This one's historic.
Is it?
Okay. This one changes the world, okay? 1959.
Okay.
Seatbelts back in the day were just over the lap.
Over the lap, okay. Right. You just had one. You didn't have over the shoulder.
This engineer at Volvo decided to create the 3-point seatbelt that you see now.
Shoulder strap.
Yes.
Waist strap.
The click.
But the biggest thing about it.
There it is.
He decided to get rid of the patent so that any other car manufacturer can have it for safety reasons. So because of this man, whose name is Nils Bolin from Sweden.
Yeah.
Millions
good guy.
Of lives. So I was just thinking, you're out there driving, you're listening to this, make sure you got your seatbelt going and you think.
Wow.
If you're driving a Volvo, which you don't see too many of them out there, but you can thank the Volvo manufacturer.
Wonderful gesture by that. Good pull there, Casey. But really, just a bad business move by that guy.
Very much
so.
Because we're talking about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars.
Everyone has a car.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Literally everyone has a car.
Great-hearted. Let's give him an award for good guy of the year.
But come on,
your accountant should talk to you about those business decisions. Because that one you should sell. Casey, not bad.
Come on.
Bad.
Casey.
Not bad.
I'm giving
you
a 5.5 out of 10
and
on that one.
I'll take that one.
But it's better than the 2 or 3. What do you got going this weekend, Maytay?
I did learn something. I've got nothing going.
Give me something.
I'm getting ready for. I'm sweeping out the garage, getting ready for the draft next weekend.
That's
how about that?
The kegerator, Casey. What do you got?
I've got 3 baseball games and a soccer game tomorrow. So Saturday, you will see me out at Hamilton Heights, the Field of Dreams, and then over in Noblesville for a soccer game.
Be sure to step up and say hey to Casey and say hey, come on, Casey. Guys, had a fun time. I'm
going to seatbelt, Casey.
That's right.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'll be planting in the garden tomorrow. If you need me, stop by and say hi.
Hey, Gorman.
Dirt on every part of my body. Listen, Jeffrey Gorman, Casey Vallier, Matt Taylor, guys, appreciate the time. Let's do it again next week and find out who the new coach will be.